Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine, proudly uplifting women business owners. If you are a woman business owner who is making things happen in Metro Atlanta, people expect to find you in our magazines because we set the standard in spotlighting successful women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the 5th Annual Helping Women Succeed, a global summit to empower women in 100 countries around the world via live stream. It will be held this year on April 11th at the magnificent Georgian Terrace Hotel in downtown Atlanta, across the street from the Fox Theater. For more info or sponsorship opportunities, please call 770-460-5995. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Evelyn Samuel about dental efficiency coaching. My guest today is a dentist, a gifted and charismatic orator, an author, and an expert dental efficiency coach. She has over 15 years of dental practice and successful business ownership experience. Our guest graduated with honors from Alabama A&M University with a Bachelor's of Science degree in 1995 and received her Doctor of Dental Medicine degree from the University of Alabama School of Dentistry in 1999. This was followed by a postdoctoral residency in advanced education in general dentistry at Howard University College of Dentistry. We're so honored to have on the phone today a woman who set out to provide excellence within her chosen field to help others along the way and to help others along the way become profitable business owners. Dr. Evelyn Samuel, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning. Thank you.
How are you today?
I am great, Spark Plug. I am doing very well. Thanks for having me here.
All right. Are you ready?
I am
ready. Are you ready to get this interview on
yes.
the way?
Let's do it.
We've been... How long has it been since I talked to you? Probably 2 or 3 months trying to get this thing squared away.
That's
right. Your extremely busy schedule and mine, too. You know we're in production right now, so we're looking forward to this interview today. So let's get right into it, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Tell us, Dr. Samuel, what exactly is a dental efficiency coach and who needs one?
Well, Spark Plug, a dental efficiency coach, that term is actually a term that I coined myself. It's a business coach in essence, and basically what I do is I help dentists become better practice owners, better business people. So I help them with systems for their offices so that they can run more efficient practices. I really focus on efficiency so they can have more efficient practices, better business skills, and in essence increase their profitability. Who needs a coach? I think anybody who owns a small business could benefit from having a coach. I like to say the best athlete in the world has a coach, and why, as a business owner, I think that's equally as important. In essence, a lot of medical practitioners or dentists, physicians, as you may be very, very good at what they do, good in their trade craft, gone to school for many, many years to become doctors, but oftentimes they get out in private practice and they don't really have a clue about how to run the business. So that's where I come in terms of being a coach. So I think all business owners, medical or whatever profession you're in, could benefit from having a business coach. And in my case, a dental practice efficiency coach.
Well, given your dental background, what led you into the coaching arena?
Well, of course, I am a dentist by trade. I'm a dentist that has had extensive training in cosmetic and neuromuscular dentistry, cosmetic cases, and neuromuscular being P&J problems, treating patients with pain disorders and things of the sort. But I learned long ago that I had a natural knack for running the business. So after I finished dental school, I did a residency in Washington, D.C., as you mentioned. And after that residency, I did independent contracting. So I worked in a lot of dental practices. And back then, I didn't know it, but that was probably the best thing I could have done to learn the business of dentistry. And what I found in all of those practices is that the dentists were very good clinicians. They were excellent clinicians, but a lot of them didn't have any systems in place in how to run their business. So you learn two things in every situation and everything you do. One thing is what to do, and another thing is what not to do. So I really started watching those practices that I worked in and started observing things that were really good in terms of how they ran their business. And later on, when I opened my own practice, I realized that I had a natural knack for running the business. And I had several colleagues that would call me and ask, you know, how do I do this? And I'd immediately start planning what it was they needed to do to run their business effectively, whether it was a staff issue or whatever it was. I'd just start saying, you need a demographic study, or you need to do this with your team. And in essence, I became a coach by default, and I was coaching my friends and colleagues. And then I started taking more and more business courses and seminars on business, and in essence started my practice in the black, which was pretty much unheard of. In the entire time of that practice, ran my practice in the black. So that's kind of how it happened. It was kind of by chance that I found out I had a natural knack and that I really loved the business aspect as well as the clinical aspect of dentistry.
And you had a stretch of how many quarters that your business was in the black?
Well, I started the practice in 2004, early 2004. So I had that particular practice for about 8 years, a little over 8 years, and I was consistently in the black. And there again, that's pretty unheard of for new businesses, you know, from the start. I just ran it in the black with proven systems that I developed. Everything from customer service, how the team would react to phone calls. We had systems in place for every single thing we did in the practice.
Beautiful. Well, what are some of the greatest benefits of being more efficient in your chosen field?
Okay, well, in terms of being efficient, I would say the most beneficial thing would be to have a balance in terms of your business and your home life. A lot of times we as dentists, and I use dentists as the example, but it could be any small business owner, we sometimes get so involved in what we're doing in terms of the practice or the dental office or the medical or the physician's office, whatever it may be. And sometimes we get out of balance in terms of our life. So we're putting so much energy into having a successful business, and we're not enjoying life. And I see it with colleagues a lot of times that sometimes you get to the point where you're not enjoying what you're doing anymore. So if you're more efficient, of course, you're going to be more profitable. You're going to just have a more calm environment. Things just run smooth. And you begin to enjoy what you're passionate about. And in my case, it's dentistry or whatever your profession is. And then you can get that life balance, just developing goals and systems so that you can have home life as well as your practice life.
And what is it about dentistry that you really love so much, and what makes you so passionate about it?
Well, Sparkplug, I decided that I was going to be a dentist at 5 years old.
Wow.
And so, first in my family, there were no other doctors or dentists in my family. So it was something I said even from a very young age. So initially my parents thought, sure. So as I began to progress through school, all of my quotes from elementary school, through high school, through college, all said that one day I was going to be a dentist. So in essence, sometimes I think it was probably a calling just because it came from nowhere. But one of the things that I enjoy the most about it is I do cosmetics. I mentioned that I've trained extensively in cosmetic dentistry. And it just really feels good if you can change a person's, you know, their confidence level. Oftentimes, their personality just changes as a result of changing their smile. I'll give an example. I had a patient years ago. She was about 35 years old. And this has been several years ago. Beautiful girl came to my practice. She came in from another state to see me and never smiled. So she didn't really smile. So I did a full set of veneers on her. And she, you know, in essence cried when you put them in place. And it just changed her whole personality. And that just feels really rewarding to be able to do something like that. So I think that's one of the things, like the cosmetics and even something as simple as someone coming in and they're in pain and you get them out of pain and, you know, they hug you or they just, you just change their lives in essence. So that kind of helps me to be very passionate about what I do.
All right. Well, let's get back to coaching. Now, coaching is big business today. Why has it become so hugely popular?
I think that coaching has become very popular today, just in essence, because people now realize its importance. It's really good to have an outside person come in and look at what you do. Sometimes we're just too close to it, and we may see things that need to be changed but don't really know how to implement it. You know, the definition of insanity is, you know, doing the same thing and expecting different results. So when you bring an outside entity in, they can look at it from a whole different standpoint and kind of be the outside person that can kind of help guide you to where you want to go. And as a coach, what I do is I like to start off with goals, helping the practitioner or the client become very, very in touch with their goals, because every practice is different. They're as different as the personality of the person who runs it. So every person has a different personality, and their practice is going to take on that different personality or that different aura or essence. And so I like to help people really become accustomed to or come in touch with their goals, if it's more vacation time or if they want to be more profitable or whatever it is that they want. We really want to hone in onto their goals and help them bring those goals to fruition. So I think a lot of small businesses, definitely large businesses, are realizing the benefit of having that outside person come in and just provide that help.
How important are goals in your to your business success?
Goals are extremely important. I love quotes. One quote, and I'm paraphrasing it, is if you don't know where you're going, any road will lead you there. So I always start off with goals. And one of the things I used to do with my team is every 6 months we would sit down together in our office meeting and we would do goals together. And it could be goals on your personal life, finances, education, how we wanted the practice to go. And with those goals, we could share what we wanted to share, and we didn't have to share things that we thought were more personal, but we had to write them down, and we would write them as if that goal had already been accomplished. So I would say something like, on January of 2015, I will take my dream vacation to Africa, and it's written as if it's already done and with a clear date of that completion, and it works. They're very important. They work. I'll use another example. I had written in one of my planning sessions with my team that one of my goals was to have my practice loan paid off by, I believe it was 2012, August of 2012 was the date that I put. And I wrote this in 2010 in one of our goal-setting sessions. And that practice loan was not due to be paid off until the year 2015, which is next year. And because I wrote this, I actually paid it off 3 years early and 2 months ahead of the time that I had written in that goal. So I really believe in writing your goals being very specific, having a completion date, and those things just usually, they just come to fruition.
And sometime write it out as you, as if you've already accomplished that goal.
Exactly, as if it's already accomplished, there's no doubt, and with a date, a clear date of when you will accomplish that goal.
Beautiful, I like that. So what has your dental or dentistry experience taught you about life in business?
In terms of dentistry, I think just kind of looking back on my practice and the journey to get to my practice, I believe with dentistry in life that the only limits that we have are those that are self-imposed. So in terms of the dental practice, I had goals and visions and things of that sort. And I noticed that with goal setting and visions and things of that sort, having a vision board, all those things will usually happen. It's when you start kind of thinking that you can't do something, those self-imposed limitations that things don't really happen. And I'll use another quote. Like I said, I love quotes. And one of my favorite quotes is by Henry Ford. And basically just says, if you think you can or you think you cannot, either way, you're right. So I think in dentistry, in terms of if you're going to be have the life balance or if you're going to be profitable or in life, if you're going to, you know, have your dream vacation or whatever it is that you want, I think the only limits are those that there again that we impose upon ourselves.
Well, Dr. Sammy, I think you're a very uplifting and inspirational type of business figure. And I'm just curious to find out, how important is being really positive in business?
Being positive is extremely important. I love listening to books on audio about positivity. I may have mentioned with the last question, a vision board. But in terms of just how you run your office or your business, whatever your business may be, positivity, it just shapes your whole, it just shapes the whole being of how your business is going to be run. It's extremely important. Good stuff in, good stuff out, garbage in, garbage out. It's just very important to be positive. And it just makes things better. It's extremely important.
All right. Well, let's get to your book. Is your new book, 100 Things I Love and Hate About Dentistry, one of the tools you use in your efficiency coaching business?
It is. It's a book that I use dental examples, and that's because I am a dentist, but it's applicable to any business. And it's just kind of like a short how-to do or instructional book on how to run your business better. So in essence, I use daily occurrences that will happen in any business, but there again, I use dentistry as the examples. And they're short vignettes, so I use, I don't want to say problems, but situations that will occur on a daily basis. And then I give simple solutions of how to solve those occurrences. So I use this book with all my clients, and pretty much anything that can happen in a practice, I kind of address that in this book.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I've probably known 100 dentists in Atlanta over the years. And two things I know about dentists. One, they love and hate their job. And two, most of them knew they wanted to become a dentist by 5 or 6 years old. What's going on with that? Why
well,
is that?
about the 5 years old thing, when I was in dental school, I remember thinking, I think several of us thought, did we choose the profession or did it choose us? So I think there's a certain personality trait that we have when we go into this profession. We're very meticulous. Oftentimes introverted. We love just being in our zone, creating beautiful smiles, doing what we do, loving what we do. So it's kind of like an ongoing thing is, did we choose the profession or did the profession choose us? So it doesn't surprise me that several other people that you know kind of knew what they were going to do from a very young age. As far as the hate-love, love-hate relationship, that's why I named the book this, because while we love what we do, a lot of dentists bemoan, I just want to do dentistry. It's where the business comes in that sometimes overwhelms us, because in dental school, in medical school, and a lot of other professional schools, we were trained to be dentists or doctors, and we weren't trained to be CEOs or business owners. So when we get into private practice and you're now a CEO of your small company, a lot of us are bogged down with so much or a large percentage of your time is running the business. So the fun thing or the fun thing to do is the dentistry. That's the easy part. It's the fun part. It's the part we love. But oftentimes it's those administrative things, you know, whether it be insurance issues or your team or staff things or payroll or just all these things that occur on a daily basis that kind of give us that love-hate, hate-love relationship. And there again, that's where I come in, helping dentists to rediscover their passion, to become better business owners or better at running their business. I mean, they may never love running the business, but they can be very good at running it. And that, in essence, helps them to be more able to love what they do and gain that passion for dentistry.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your speaking side of the house. Because okay. You have a very cool and calm and a relaxing delivery, I notice. So besides people who work in the dental field, who are some of your ideal speaking clients?
Well, the message that I use is, like I said, in terms of the efficiency coaching, it really can be, it's a universal message. So I've spoken to different kinds of small businesses. I've, of course, spoken to dentists and medical practitioners. I speak to students. About a month ago, I flew out and did a speaking engagement for some of the graduating dental students on what to expect when they enter the world of dentistry and small businesses. I speak a lot to high school students and try to, in essence, be a motivational speaker in other arenas as well. And I've spoken to financial groups as well, because there's always room to improve, whether it's in what you do or just improving on the systems of your business, in dealing with customers, excellent customer service. So that can be used for anyone who deals with the public. So that message, like I said, is universal, and I just love speaking to all different groups and just kind of hoping that I can help them in some way.
All right. Well, speaking of improvement, tell us about your new My Business Corner addition to your website.
Oh, okay. Well, the My Business Corner, it actually developed from I used to write a column for a newspaper years ago, and back then it was called the Dentist Corner. And in essence, people would call in or write in, and I would answer their questions. And so now, since I've been taking on the efficiency coaching and helping small businesses become better businesses, I've developed My Business Corner, Dr. Samuel's Business Corner, and I post videos on the web, on YouTube, and on my website of how to become a better business. So it can be a very short, in essence, video that will tackle some small business tidbit, and I will deliver a message on how to improve or just give pearls of wisdom on business practices.
So what's your ultimate goal for My Business Corner?
My ultimate goal for that would be just to reach as many people as I can and help as many people as I can to develop their businesses, whether they have booming businesses and they just want to improve upon that and take it to the next level, or if they want to launch a new business, or if they have a business and it's up and running and they just want to take it to the next level, or just kind of maintain and continue efficiencies. It's my hope that I can reach as many business or potential business owners as I can and help deliver some real pearls of wisdom on the business. I mean, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, and I want people to know that and that they can reach out for sources such as mine to help them learn to do things better.
Well, what are some of the topics you have on there presently, and what are some of your upcoming topics?
Okay, right now I have a couple of topics on there. It's a relatively new post, and one of them, my most recent one, was called Do You Have a Staph Infection? And what that means is staph, I use that to relate to Staphylococcus aureus, which is a bacteria, and basically saying that your team should not be a staff. Staff, S-T-A-F-F, your team should be a team. And I've never referenced my team as a staff, but more or less as a team, because you don't do it alone. Business owners are not alone in what they do. It takes a team to run the business. And so I use that, and I just talk a little bit about that team building and what your team does and how your team. That's one topic. And another topic I have is your business a trick or a treat? And in essence, that's just talking about knowing what you got into or what you're getting into when you get a business or when you developed your business, and better tips on how to run that business, whether it's attending seminars or reading books on business and things of that sort. And in the future, I hope to have more things about, there again, running your business better, how to deal with stress, how to take more vacation. And I'll try to do it with a humorous twist so that it's more relatable to the masses.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, are there any final words you'd like to leave with our listening audience about being a dental efficiency coach, or what a dental efficiency coach can do for you?
Well, yes, Sparkplug. I just like to impress upon people or business owners that you're not alone. The masses, I believe, will in essence benefit from having a coach, and a coach is going to be there to help you run your business better, to help you get to the next level, to help you develop your goals, and to hold you accountable for that. It's kind of like a personal trainer. We can go and exercise, but when we have somebody there that's going to watch us and check in with us, whether it be through coaching calls, executive coaching calls, we're going to be more apt to stay on top of things and to complete those set goals. So I think it's something that's beneficial for all people. If people are interested in dental practice efficiency coaching, they can find more information on my website, which is DrEvelynTeakSamuel.com or www.DrEvelynTeakSamuel.com. I can also be reached on my email at info@DrEvelynTeakSamuel.com or directly by phone at 314-669-5958.
Oh,
and
right.
Also, Sparkplug, my book is available on my website. That's 100 Things I Hate and Love About Dentistry, A Professional's Guide to Efficiency, Profitability, and Sanity. And it's available on my personal website, DrEvelynTeagueSamuel.com, and also on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
All right. With Dr. Evelyn Samuel, dentist, gifted speaker, author, and dental efficiency coach, thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you for having me, Sparkplug. I really enjoyed it.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners, like Dr. Evelyn Samuel. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another fantastic job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. I want to thank you for tuning in to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio.